Hello, we're going to read selected excerpts from the sources concerning the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can send questions to our site, kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav Lightman. Every time we approach the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to recalibrate ourselves on this learning, because it's not regular learning. We have to rise from our corporeal level to the spiritual level. And it's a lot of work. And we can't be in this naturally. Learning the wisdom of Kabbalah means I rise to the level of faith above reason. I transcend myself. I become connected to the friends. And as a result, I begin to learn something, understand something, at least understand what it's about. Because otherwise, how will I know? Maybe I could open the book of Torah or other books that were written by Kabbalists, but if I don't rise to the same level, the same place, the same world, the same reality that they feel and what they write about, then what will I get out of it? Let's say I was born in the desert and I never saw trees. And water more than what I get in a bucket there in a desert. So when I take a book that talks about life in the forest or by the sea, I can't even imagine it. I need something that will explain to me what it is, what it's like. And if in this world we can somehow imagine it, we learn from images, from forms, from films, and today everything is open, so it's even more so. But with the spiritual thing, how can I know? We're learning about spiritual discernments. Spiritual discernments are all depicted within man. There is no reality that I can sit on a train or on a rocket and travel or fly to some place where I will see spirituality. There's no such thing. Where I don't change, but I change the place. Yes, but in spirituality, I'm changing myself, and the new discernments in me that awaken, in these discernments, I feel a new world. And in their feeling, that perception of the new world, the Kabbalists come and tell me, just like mother and father would explain to me what happens in this world, where I am, what's going on, look at this, look at that, etc. So likewise, I need a father and a mother, and they really are father and mother in spirituality, but it comes to me through a person, say a teacher who explains to me and shows me. In other words, we need to somehow come into the study, somehow be in the place that they want to tell us about. Otherwise, they're talking about a level in a world that's completely different from what I imagine. I imagine living in this world. I see you, friends, here. I see the sun, the moon, and the sky and earth, that's what I see, and that's it. Even what I feel in me is all inside this world. And Kabbalists are talking about something else. How is it different? I don't know. So, in order to learn from them anything, we first need to get into this learning, meaning to get closer to the reality that they are talking about. It's not simple, but it's a challenge, and we see that all of humanity, where is it compared to what we are opening up for ourselves. And day by day, we somehow obtain the higher spiritual reality, this new reality that can't be explained or felt unless to those who are somehow or in somewhat there. So let's hope that out of the preparation for the lesson, we will be rewarded later with learning from the words of Kabbalists the lesson itself. Let's go.
We will continue from excerpt number 40 from the Rabash article, What is the Substance of Slander and Against Whom Is It? Article number 10. The main work we must do to achieve the purpose for which the world was created, which was to do good to his creations, is to qualify ourselves to acquire vessels of bestowal. This is the correction from making the king's gift complete, so they will feel no shame upon reception of the pleasures. And all the evil in us removes us from the good that we were destined to receive. We were given the remedy of Torah and mitzvot so as to achieve those kelim. This is the meaning of what our sages said. The Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the spice of Torah, by which he will lose all the sparks of self-love within him and will be rewarded with his desire being only to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Again, the main work we must do to achieve the purpose for which the world was created, to do good to his creations, is to qualify ourselves to acquire vessels of bestowal. This is the correction from making the king's gift complete, so they will feel no shame upon reception of the pleasures. And we were given the remedy of Torah and mitzvot so as to achieve those kelim. And this is the meaning of what our sages said. The Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the spice of Torah, by which he will lose all the sparks of self-love within him and will be rewarded with his desire being only to bestow contentment upon his Maker.
I don't know what I can add here, really. These are known things. We talked about them often. Maybe that's also why I don't see any questions. I will read it again. The main work we must do, our main work, is to achieve the purpose for which the world was created. Meaning our work is to achieve the goal for which the world was created. The most important thing there is, which is that goal, it's called to do good to his creations. This is what the Creator wants to happen. He wants to bring the created beings to the best possible state, to do good to his creations. And the work for getting to this point, to allow the Creator, to enable the Creator to do good to us, is to qualify ourselves to acquire vessels of bestowal. If we, out of our own small vessels of reception, make out of them vessels of bestowal, then we won't be limited in receiving the pleasure. Because in receiving, in order to bestow, I can never say that it's the end, that it's enough, I don't want any more. In reception for myself, there's a limit. Because each kli has its end, its limit. Rosh toch sof, it's got a complete kli. But in reception, in order to bestow, I bestow upon the Creator through all the other people, then I can't say, it's enough. I have no more kelim, because I do. You can bestow more and more and more, just like the Creator wants to give you. However much He gives, it doesn't matter how much He gives, you can give it back to Him if you're working in order to bestow, in receiving in order to bestow. So, in order to reach this, we were given the quality called Torah and Mitzvot. Through Torah, which is called the reforming light, we correct ourselves. This is called making corrections, commandments. This is what's called Mitzvah, command. So, to correct ourselves, in order to get to these Kelim, called vessels of bestowal. This is what the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, He says about Himself, I have created for it the spice of Torah, by which a person loses within him all the sparks of self-love, meaning he doesn't need to satisfy himself to acquire for himself. Everything is open in the other way, to others. So all his desire will be only to bestow contentment upon the Creator. There was one question there, and now it disappeared. Oh, Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. You said I can return everything to the Creator. So what do I return to Him, actually? I'm not returning a pleasure to Him. I return an attitude, right?
What pleasure are you giving back to Him? He wants to please Him. He wants to please you. You want to please Him. By this, you'll have dvikut, adhesion. Of course, you can never say that the pleasure in you is the same pleasure as in the Creator. It's a different kelim, vessels. In Him, it's only to bestow. In you, it's only to receive with a correction of the intention to bestow. So the feeling and the attainment are all different. We can't compare them.
So my egoistic vessels are only there to rise above them. We never use them.
It is only in order to cancel it and rise above it and build above it, but build above it our bestowal. This is why the ego is necessary. And big. On top of the ego, on top of the mountain, you build the temple. On top of the mountain of the ego, we build the temple. The mountain becomes a holy mountain because it's all in order to bestow.
How do we build this mountain each time anew?
How? Well, in the 10, when we again and again and again bring ourselves together more and more with additional people constantly being added to us until the whole world is in it. And from this, the kli, the vessel for kedusha, for holiness, is made for reception of the upper light in order to bestow, for the presence of the Creator in it.
And this is...
We don't give, but you can't really say it. But we aim for the Creator. We intend for the Creator. Itafo.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno. Hello, Rob.
Perché i nostri vasi di recezione sono limitati rispetto ai vasi di dazione?
Why is it our vessels of reception are limited compared to my vessels of bestowal?
Again, please.
Perché i nostri vasi di recezione?
How come my vessels of reception
rispetto ai vasi di dazione
are limited compared to our vessels of bestowal?
Well, ask yourself, how much do you want to receive and how much do you want to give? In receiving, you have no limitations, no boundaries. It all depends on you, more or less. But in bestowal, you have to work on it. It's above your ego. You have to do the tzimtzum, the masach, and the ochazer, the reflected light, calculations. What is the importance of the Creator, the importance of the world, the importance of the friends, the importance of everything? And then to the extent of importance, when there's something more important than myself, to that extent I can bestow. That's how it works. Not otherwise. PT6.
Ken.
It says here that all the sparks of self-love. Well, I want to ask, how can there be sparks in self-love? What is it?
Well, that's what we call it, because we want to divide everything into discrete elements. So the sparks are reshimot, recollections from self-love, until they all become sorted out and scrutinized in me, in each one. United VG3.
It turns out that it's an infinite process and it takes place in the entire ten.
All of our corrections until the end of correction are all scrutinized, clarified, and clarified and scrutinized in the ten, are done in the ten. Florida.
Спасибо большое. Я хотел сказать, что вот эти последние 2-3 месяца.
I wanted to say that these past 2-3 months have filled us to such an extent. I personally feel that a new intention, new desire appeared in us, something internal. It seems like something so surprising and happy is ahead of us, but I also feel a great heaviness. How to overcome this heaviness and advance towards what's expected of us?
Only through connection with the friends can you turn the heaviness into an elevating force. Only through connection with the friends. Jerusalem.
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 Hello, everyone. The explanation is quite clear, at least now. But what is the matter of the virtue here, the sgula?
Sgula, or virtue, or power, it's something unknown. It's a cause and consequence. It said, press this button, and some I don't know what will come to you, a wagon. I don't know what the connection is between pressing a button and the wagon coming to me. I don't know. But they tell me one is related to the other. Press it. It's a sgula. This is called the sgula of Torah and mitzvot, whereby engaging with a reforming light correctly, I really do become reformed. I return to the good, to the Creator. We had another question mark that now disappeared from PT something.
Moscow 4.
Prof, вопрос от товарища. Как?
A question from a friend. How and what does a person give to the Creator through love of others?
Only through connection with people close to me who are my friends do I build a kli in which the Creator can, that the Creator can fill with His light. This is called helping one another. You help one another because without connecting to the friend, we have no kli, no vessel, with at least one, another one, another one. The least many is two, but you have to have at least two who are also are in contradiction to each other, but also are connected. Love will cover all crimes. You have to have a kli. The kli must consist of two opposite things, from hatred and love, from separation and connection. If there is no such thing, then there is no kli. This is why without a friend, I can't build the kli.
Latin 7.
Hola, ¿qué es
prepararnos
para adquirir vasijas de otorgamiento?
What does it mean that our preparation for acquiring vessels of bestowal?
Preparation for acquiring vessels of bestowal is important. That without vessels of bestowal, we won't be able to advance, and we are regarded as animals, like all the animals in this world. This is why it's written, they are all as beasts. Hebrew 10.
What is this connection? Is a status I ask of the Creator?
Connection means I accept, I take upon myself the desire of the friend above my desire. Ita 4.
Rav, tu hai cominciato facendoci l'esempio della metafora del deserto. E allora,
Rav, you started by telling us about the example of the desert.
Che manca, dove noi dobbiamo sperimentare. Questo passaggio è la
from the desert to the forest is a missing part. The missing part is the ten. How can the ten change the desert into woods?
When you're disconnected from the friends and the upper light works on you, then you feel that you are in the desert. When you connect with the friends, it seems to you like you're going from the desert to a good, green, fertile land, filled with trees and abundance, as it's written about the land of Israel. What is Israel? Eretz is Ratzon, land. Israel Yeshakel, directed straight to the Creator. A desire that's directed straight to the Creator means that you are in the land of Israel, or that the land of Israel is in you. It doesn't matter. And then what do you see? A land that it has plenty of water. It's not even water, it's milk. And it's all trees, and every tree is giving you such fruit. And the sun, and the air, and the birds. It's paradise. Who did this? Of course, it came from the Creator, but you discovered it. You did the preparation for it. So, likewise, we have to elevate this world to the level of the spiritual world. Holland, Netherlands. The Netherlands, Holland.
Yes, to bestow contentment upon his maker. What does it really mean, Raf, to bestow contentment? What does this contentment, what am I bestowing? What is this contentment what I'm bringing to the Creator?
The Creator wants to give to the created beings. If you want to give something to the Creator, you have nothing to give Him because He doesn't have any deficiency. He has only one deficiency, to give to the created beings. If you give to the created beings, you fill, you satisfy His desire, His lack, His deficiency. That's it. PT 31.
לגבי הגישה ללימוד, אפשר לשאול כמה שאלות?
Can I ask about the attitude towards the study?
Try, but make it quick.
Can, in short, how to ask a question and through it drawing the reforming light?
if you are asking in order to also benefit everyone else through it.
How do I check before I ask that the friends will get anything out of it?
This I don't know. Check. You can ask them in advance, before the lesson. You can do something else. Think about it. But if I ask only in order to get an answer for myself, by this I lower everyone instead of raising everyone.
What do you recommend? There are friends who are ashamed to ask, like a stage fright. What do we have to scrutinize? How can the tent help them?
Well,
and they want to ask.
You have to give them an example. And they will advance more and more. You also have to talk to them outside of the lesson. And maybe also, together with them, prepare the question and let them ask it. Make the question checked by the group, the 10, and the 10 tells that person, that guy, you have to ask this during the lesson. That's it. After once or twice like this, they'll do it by themselves.
PT 24. Rav, about your answer to Kos from Holland. I missed a part.
Well, of course, what I intend to do with my questions is not to satisfy my ego. My egoistic deficiency. It is that through it, I want to advance the whole world kli. Anyone who I see on the screen now, I want them to advance through my question and Rav's answer. I think it's clear. Otherwise, our learning is entirely only to receive.
Yeah, but also in the form of dissemination. We wish to disseminate. So, of course, we want to advance the world by that towards bestowal.
Yeah.
So, is this what we consider bestowing to the created beings, to advance them towards correction when we bring ourselves to a state of greater connection where we bestow to one another a mutual guarantee? It's your responsibility. Bring it everywhere in the world?
Yes. Yes.
Ita free.
Ci possiamo proiettare in uno stato che non è nelle nostre sensazioni?
We can imagine a state that's beyond our current states. Can we do it?
No, we can't. And we don't need to. We only need to prepare ourselves and the Creator will build our reality. PT
34. Rav, I heard that a work tool is made of love and hate.
Of what? What? I didn't get it.
I'm saying a work tool is made of love and hate. I mean, there's a gap, a difference between me and the friends. Question is, how is it correct to process, to scrutinize that gap before the friends?
We can talk about it, about the gap between us, and how much we want to rise above this gap and turn it from hate to love.
In other words, it's correct to bring it even if you feel that you're burdening them. Let's say if I'm very charged and they're very calm, it's correct to bring it. And the condition you bring it in the right way.
Yes, 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 yes. But in a way that's close to them. Because if you're all charged and you're running on full steam and they are kind of sleepy, then of course you won't understand each other. you need to adapt yourself to them. The problem in the group is that on one hand you always have to adapt yourself, but on the other hand it's not that difficult because the group is always in such states that it is relatively easy to work with.
Thank you.
Какие правильные внутренние действия я должен делать, чтобы отдавать?
What kind of inner actions, correct inner actions, should I perform in order to bestow to the Creator?
I express this in my connection with the group. I can never give directly to the Creator. If you are right, what will you give him? This is what is written. Meaning, even if you want to give, what do you want to give? What can you give him? He has no deficiencies, no desires. This is why we can't do anything directly to the Creator. But rather, all of our work in giving to the Creator is to give him a kli that's ready and made of all kinds of people which I put together, and it doesn't matter how much they are or are not corrected, these people, these souls. With respect to me, in my participation in them, they are still not corrected. And therefore, I approach them, get closer to them. I want to connect with them in order to make of me and them together a new kli. And that kli no one can make but me. And this is the kli that I present to the Creator and tell him, we want corrections from you and fillings from you, and by this we please him.
Ita tu.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rob. In order to acquire vessels of bestowal, is there something more important than simply asking from the Creator?
No. We have to prepare all the conditions, the surrounding conditions, to really be ready to receive the vessels of bestowal from the Creator. So the Creator will want to correct us in this. But the plea has to be to the Creator, yes. But it's through the friends, through the world, through everything. You have to include everything. It will come together by itself. Belarus.
Рав, я хотел уточнить вопрос Ицика. Если искры это решение.
I want to make my question more precise. If sparks are Ushima and they are clarified in the 10,
это состояние гмартикуна или это состояние отдачи? Спасибо.
Then the spark is to neutralize it is gmatikun or bestowal?
There's no such thing as neutralizing or erasing or losing the sparks. No, there is such a thing as sparks being switched off. But this is hitting with a hammer. But we will learn it. Your questions are not on the mark, on the issue. We're not talking about this now, so please stay on the topic. Tel Aviv 1.
Morning, Rav. By praying for the correction of the friend, I'm giving contentment to the Creator.
I'm asking you the opposite. Why are you doing these corrections?
Because I see that the friend is maybe not on the way, on the right path. I want to help him reach correction.
What for?
To what end? So the society, I mean, will reach its correction.
What for?
No.
Well,
as the Creator is like a great king, I want to give him contentment. I want to reach the love of Creator from love of friends.
Good. So why are you turning it inside out or upside down?
What do you mean?
Because what did you ask?
As if I pray for the friends to reach their correction, to advance on their spiritual path, am I giving contentment to the Creator by that?
So I want to ask to begin with, didn't you ask, didn't you scrutinize why you're doing this? You're doing it to begin with in order to please the Creator, to give Him contentment. Hence the friends, hence the corrections, or and everything else, or not. Right? So you're asking, you turned the whole question upside down. Listen to it again later and you'll see. Hebrew 10.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. What kind of hate do Kabbalists speak of?
Hatred depends on what place you're talking about, but usually it's hatred for his own will to receive. Because of the extent of the hatred to the will to receive, a Kabbalist rises above it and can enter the intention to bestow. PT4.
At the beginning of this time, this period,
the time of a correction, or what time?
The time of Corona.
Ah, well, you should say it. Maybe you're counting from the creation of the world.
So there was a certain grasp of what is the 10, what are the friends. But in the last few weeks, I feel like there is nowhere to hold on to. I don't know who are these characters before me, even those in the 10 with me.
Wait a minute. Is this really so? You have no 10? If a person has no 10, and he doesn't feel from day to day that he is advancing in it more and more, then there's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do. So why are you speaking so kind of nonchalantly about it, so calmly about it? For the past month, I haven't been feeling that I have a 10. Right, so you feel. Maybe now you'll discover that you do have a 10, but you only felt this way. And you will make efforts to bring yourself back into them, to reconnect. But if you don't become more and more connected to them from day to day, and you see in each and every one how much they object the connection and how difficult it is to penetrate them. But you have to. You have to. What do you do? Do you understand? You have to find a way to nonetheless get into to the people, to each and every person. And then later you will discover, I was in a tent with he and he with him and him. Let's say that person was so soft and beautiful and he got all corrupted, but now he is not. So it wasn't him who was corrupted. The change happened in you. You are now discovering that you have a bigger evil inclination, which is why you can't connect to him. But the friend is 100% given to you from the Creator, and all the games he plays are, they have eyes and they don't see. It is only you not seeing that it's you who is changing all the time. But he, in front of you, is an angel.
Oh, yeah, the fact that I change is clear. What is this image before me? It's getting blurry. I don't feel the friends as I did before. I can't understand. Who are they? What are they?
It happens. It happens, and it's good. Perhaps by this you are now detecting them on a higher level, where you don't know them. It's as if you're looking at them and this face is familiar. But the hands are the hands of Jacob. But the voice of Esav, So you don't know what is going on here, really. It will be good. But you have to be careful. The 10 has to be closer each and every day until the end of correction. Florida.
What is it that brings me to hate the will to receive? Is it that it doesn't give me pleasure anymore?
What is the thing that makes me hate the will to receive? It's the quality of the Creator, which is now awakening in me, because the Creator is the one who hates the will to receive. He is the one who is opposite from it. And if you feel that way too, then there's something of in you of Him. In this you already have some similarity with the Creator, even though you still haven't discovered this similarity. But this attitude, this approach already indicates something. But you have to check. Are you hating the will to receive because you suffered blows from it? But what if you got some rewards from it? You would love it. So there is room for scrutiny here. Mac VG2.
The prayer to the Creator. If we take into consideration the fact that the Creator is absolute, so as a result of the prayer, what changes before and after the prayer?
Through the prayer, I have to feel that I'm getting closer to the Creator, that I too appreciate more and more this quality of the good who does good, and I want it to control me. Ita 3.
Maestro, buongiorno. Volevo chiedere.
Good day, Rav. I want to ask, the reforming light is working both during the lesson or only during the work in the 10?
During the lesson, during the time with the 10, during our meals, our gatherings, wherever we connect in any way, there is always, to that extent, reforming light. Focus group.
Rav, shalom. Hello, two questions from the internet. Lately, we revealed between us in the group a gap, a certain level of scrutiny, of disregard between us. We're not giving each one a good sign. And only in our inner effort do we yearn for connection. Are we creating any flaws here and we have to add something nice externally?
You also have to express on the outside something of the way, yes. Although the gap between internality and externality exists. Afterwards, you'll see how to combine the two, how to kind of direct the two. But you have to have both. Asia.
Rav, we have a dialogue with the group. Morning lesson, afternoon lesson, evening lesson. We meet together 3 times a day, 4 times a day. This is the dialogue with the group. What is the dialogue with the Creator? How can we achieve the dialogue with the Creator?
You have to add to your dialogues, to your conversations, you have to put the Creator in there too, that He is present, and that He is entirely with you, completely. You have to accept Him as a friend. Let's try it this way. At least. Why am I saying you should do this? Because it will develop in you some feeling of presence. After that, it will advance even more. You should do it. It's worth it. Tel Aviv too.
Good morning, Rav. We decided in the tent to have a physical meeting, and we set rules of not coming close to one another, not keeping social distance, keeping masks on, not stay 6 feet apart. The question is, should we even have physical meetings or wait? Rav, if it's certain that you're not harming one another, then why not? At least, I don't know, once a week, if possible. It's good.
Okay.
But make sure it remains safe. Rechovot.
Bringing contentment to the Creator and yearning for the reforming light, are they one and the same?
No, to delight the Creator is the goal. To yearn for the reforming light is the means. PT
31. You explained that at any contact, every meeting with a friend, you can draw a reforming light. Do you recommend that in any such meeting, such interaction, we will remind ourselves of the intention of that meeting?
Certainly. It's a must, because without a goal, this whole meeting becomes a council of fools.
Even if it's a meeting around technical issues?
Nothing is technical with us. Everything is purposeful. Where are you, Moshe? 41?
Yeah. So, excerpt number 21 from Rabash, the Segula, a virtue, a remedy of Torah and Mitzvot. It is harder to attain the concept of bestowal upon others, as this is against nature. Nevertheless, through the power of Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, we can be rewarded with inverting our nature into aiming to bestow. There is a question. When one is immersed in the nature of self-love, how can he engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, since he has no desire or ability whatsoever to do anything unless it is for his own sake? Thus, how can one be educated into engaging in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow? We should say that although man's nature is only self-love, and that which is against it is hard for him to do, to the point that all his organs go against him, but there is the matter of coercion, meaning that when he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, he learns against his will, meaning that he wants it to be only for the sake of the Creator, and then he learns and thinks only about things that speak of the matter of bestowal. And although the body disagrees, through the labor in which he exerts himself, forcing his body to work with this intention, although his heart's desire disagrees with this intention, the light in it reforms him.
You have the entire Torah here. Really, in one verse. How we go through everything. Please, again, Moshe.
We'll read it again. It is harder to attain the concept of bestowal upon others, as this is against nature. Nevertheless, through the power of Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bestow, we can be rewarded with inverting our nature into aiming to bestow. There is a question. When one is immersed in the nature of self-love, how can he engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow, since he has no desire or ability whatsoever to do anything unless it is for his own sake? Thus, how can one be educated into engaging in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow? We should say that although man's nature is only self-love, and that which is against it is hard for him to do, to the point that all his organs go against him, but there is the matter of coercion, meaning that when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he learns against his will, meaning that he wants it to be only for the sake of the Creator. And then he learns and thinks only about things that speak of the matter of bestowal. And although the body disagrees, through the labor in which he exerts himself, forcing his body to work with this intention, although his heart's desire disagrees with this intention, the light in it reforms him.
We only have PT 32.
I understand how we can coerce physically. How can we coerce the intention?
As much as you can. Through the group, through the prayer. Not directly. Rather, you're looking for supporters, for the means, in order to do something. Nevertheless, and you'll see there are means. Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. On one hand, we say that there is no coercion in spirituality. So, in what situation do we activate coercion?
In spirituality, there is no coercion, but in corporeality, there is coercion. Consequently, they coerce him until he says, I want it. That's how it is. And in this coercion, we attain what we need. But in spirituality itself, there is no coercion. What you are going to attain after your coercion is something you attain in the complete desire that you bring. That's a question to your. That's the answer to your question of why it says there's no coercion in spirituality. And at the same time, we see that everything seemingly comes only through coercion. Specifically, coerces him until he says, I want it. A person on himself. Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Buenas noches, Rav. El texto menciona el poder de Torah y Mitzvot para llegar a hacer las vasijas de otorgamiento.
The text offers the force of Torah and Mitzvot in order to come to the kli of the intention to bestow. How does that desire work inside the ten or between the friends?
Torah and Mitzvot is the following. Torah is the reforming light. The light that comes and corrects. To the extent you prepare the desire, the light comes from above and corrects it. This is called Torah. What does it correct? It corrects the desires. It takes the desires and turns them from in order to receive to in order to bestow. He inverts the intention over each and every desire. This is the meaning of performing a mitzvah. Therefore, our entire correction is considered by through Torah and Mitzvot, using the upper light that corrects the intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow on each and every desire. Whereas the desires in us, we cannot change. A person is born with it. This is his DNA. That's it. Does not change.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, what is the difference between coercion and working above reason? Is there Is there a difference between the two?
Between kriya ve'avoda?
Between coercion and work?
Work about reason.
Ken ve'lo, lo yachol lagid.
Yes and no, I can't say exactly. The work above reason, the preparation for it is very difficult, but once you are working in it, you have an expansion of your reason. Nothing is difficult. On the contrary, you have plenty of air and power and everything. That's it, Moshe. Next.
Excerpt number 42 from Rabash, letter number 62. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve in books that speak of the greatness of the Creator. And while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim and Amoraim, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine so he may feel his greatness, so he can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts, but that the Creator will open his eyes so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and in all your ways know him. That is, even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will be for the purpose of Kedusha, holiness, as well. But from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, we come to Lishma, for her sake. That is, Lishma is already a high degree, and one must begin from Lo Lishma, not for her sake. In other words, one should be fully aware that pleasure is found primarily in Torah and work, and not in corporeality. Although at the moment he feels more pleasure in corporeal things, more than he feels in spiritual things, it is because he lacks the qualification in Torah and work, which also depends on faith in the Creator. At that time, through Torah and faith in the Creator, one feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him.
We will continue tomorrow, starting this from this excerpt 42. Now I see that people have stopped. They cannot keep the concentration of their thought on this topic. Let's go to the next one.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a song.
No matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away. Every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to ten. Run away, hide and seek. We're heading for home free. Inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day, everyone's gonna come out to play. Out of their hideaway, how do you do? Any game, ready to follow you anywhere. Whatever you wanna play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone count to ten. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3, 2, 1. Close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.